Well, hey there. It's session number 9. This is Rem, and yes, you've made it to session number 9, which is entitled Ready for Takeoff, the Final Summit Preparations. Everyone should be ready to hear, or should be listening to this one before you come to the summit, because this will help you make sure that you have a really good experience at the summit. Okay, so summit's coming up, and the first thing I want to do is say review session number 7 called How to Prepare for the Summit. Now, this session is the one that gives you a tremendous list of strategies that you can use to prepare you and your staff, and, you know, staff members, I know you're listening to this too, to get the most, the absolute most out of your summit experience. Next, review session number 8, Knowing Your Numbers. Coming to the summit prepared to discuss your numbers and the trends that they're showing in your practice is a essential and very smart idea. And listen, if you're resistant to doing that because you're not happy with your numbers, that's an even bigger reason to bring them. I promise you, no one will be judging. Everyone will be helping. And I'm not asking you to print them out and hand them out to everybody, but just be able to speak about it and know those numbers. Preparing them, by the way, knowing them, and then continuing to track them is the very first step in improving them. And as I said, you won't be required to share them, as I have actually done in previous years, but you should be ready to do so. And remember, bring your accounts receivable numbers too. See session number 8 on how to do that. Now, there are 2 roundtable sessions in which we will specifically roll up our sleeves, share information and stories. One's on Saturday, the other one's on Sunday. And here's what you do need to have ready, written, and very ready to go. Number 1, have a list of 3 things. This is every single person on this call, the doctors, the office administrators, the billers, the rest of the staff, and the marketers. Have a list of 3 things that you have done in your practice that have been the most helpful to you to help you move forward. I mean, it could be anything. Marketers, have your marketing information. Billers, make sure you're ready for that. Everybody, come with help and advice for other people. This is essential. You'll all be sharing these ideas, and what you're going to be doing is learning great new ideas from each other. That's the definition of a good mastermind meeting, where you come and people are prepared to share really good ideas. Some you may have heard before, some you may not have heard before, but you come prepared and ready to roll up your sleeves and participate. Number 2, bring a list of challenges, frustrations, questions, the things that are really holding you back. Believe me, they're holding other people back too. And you should have at least 3 of these. You can have more if you wish, but you might not get to them, and everybody needs to take turns in these sessions. So a list of 3 things you've done that have been really helpful to you and your coworkers, and a list of your challenges, your frustrations, or questions that you really would love to get answers to. And there are going to be rules of engagement that will be in the playbook, and they'll be reviewed again at the summit. But basically, it's this. Your mission is to learn as much as you can from your fellow attendees and share what you know so you can take that back to your practice. I'm going to ask you there to just quickly elect a facilitator and a timekeeper. The facilitator enforces the rules, and the timekeeper runs the clock. Do that, like, really fast. And remember, what you're all got to remember is, and you got to fight for this now, folks, no one person should monopolize these conversations. And facilitator, your job is just to say, hey, let's give everybody else a turn too. And gang, if the facilitator turns out to be the biggest offender of this, then the team has to, you know, have a mutiny and enforce this themselves. And the other one is that everybody needs to contribute. You will have quieter, more reserved people at the table. And by the way, they usually have the best ideas. So draw everybody else out. And then I'll ask you to try to keep your voices as quiet as possible. It's a big room with lots of people, and it can get very, very loud if we're not careful. If it's your turn to share your best idea, then just do it. Share it quickly and done. Then frame your challenges. When you ask a question, don't tell us your entire life story. Don't explain it from beginning to end. ask the question, get out of the way, and let the group know, or let the group take over and talk with you. Now, remember this too. Ask the group exactly what you need to know. Don't make them guess. Don't make them take too much time to hear your whole story. Get to the point. Your mission is to listen carefully to what others are doing and to learn from them. Your mission is to lean in and help them if they're struggling with a certain area that you've had success with. And by the way, it's likely that one person at your table will have a big problem that needs more time than allotted to solve. So you gotta maintain time integrity and move on, even if you haven't solved their problem. You could suggest getting together over dinner or lunch or breakfast or meeting by phone after the summit. And keep a list of questions you don't get answered. We're going to have time to discuss them at the summit. And if you've got those and you don't get answers, then we'll try to do that. If not, send them to me. I mean, that's what I'm here for. I will help you with your unanswered questions. So what we're going to do at the summit is very dependent on time management and facilitation. So keep to the point, keep on track, and you're going to get the most out of that important time. But again, come ready with three things that have been awesome that you'd like to share. And you may only end up sharing one of them, but have three, and then bring your questions because we'll get after it. Okay, and again, really review session 7 and 8 because all of that is about getting you really, really all set up and ready to go to have the absolute best. I mean, I have been planning for a year. The staff of Top Practices has been planning for an entire year so that we can make sure this is the best professional development event of the year for you and of the decade. So you do your part, and I promise you we're going to do our part. I will see you very, very soon on Friday night when we light it up and have a tremendous meeting. Looking forward to it. See you soon.